Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we are back with another Instant Reaction podcast to spring football practice number 8 here on Thursday morning. Miami practice in full pads. Got some rain here towards the end of it. End of the session, and it's still currently raining here as we record this. So if you hear any ambient sounds, apologies. But yeah, today it was interesting, Gabby, because we got to watch the offensive line and the defensive line go to the far end of the field, watch those guys work, watch those guys get coached up. Definitely fun to see that new perspective. And Gabby, I'll let you eat first, fire away first with your takes on what we saw down there.
Yeah, you know, I think just looking at the body types, I think it looks different just from, you know, a year ago to now, especially on the offensive line with, you know, guys like Matt Lee and Javian Cohen and, you know, the two freshmen, Samson Akinlola and Francis Malgo. I mean, I think that's super encouraging. And just kind of starting off there, you know, Matt Lee is someone that I think this coaching staff and people around the program have really raved about this, you know, this spring and really since he's arrived. And, you know, just watching him move around and kind of get out of his stance. They were doing some drills where they were basically racing each other to a tennis ball. Basically got a kick out of their stance and just kind of go and, you know, turn the corner and go. And Matt Lee, I thought, was really impressive running through that. I thought Javian Cohen was too. Those two guys, again, I think those are two vets, two potential NFL linemen, and I think they definitely looked the part. I thought Samson Akinlola, too, is a guy that, you know, I know Javian Cohen said on Tuesday that he looked like he had pro technique. And, you know, again, just watching him kind of kick and go was impressive. I mean, you kind of see the big-time athlete that he is. So, I mean, I thought Inez Cooper, you know, is another guy that definitely can move for, you know, an interior lineman with some mass. On the defensive line, you know, Reuben Bain really stood out. And again, I know he's a name that people are talking about plenty this spring, just a true freshman out of Miami Central. And, you know, again, just watching them kind of go through drills with the whole defensive line room, which is, you know, features a lot of veteran guys, a lot of guys that have played or either been around the program or have just played college football at other stops. And I thought Reuben Bain just going through some of those drills was really as impressive as anyone there. And again, I think he's someone that's, you know, in a position where he can potentially contribute. And yeah, there's still a lot of guys on the defensive line that are still out, so maybe that's a, you know, I don't know, maybe it's overextending or something like that. But I mean, Reuben Bain looks like someone who you know, can definitely get on the field and give Miami a few reps, you know, on Saturdays in the fall, especially when you consider that what we're still 5-6 months away from a season actually kicking off. And I know they're really excited about him too. Akeem Messidor is back, and you know, he looks awesome. Yeah, I mean, I think those are, you know, a few of my takeaways just kind of going through watching that offensive line and defensive line kind of run through drills.
Yeah, just to kind of reiterate some of your points, Gabby, you know, I don't know if you're an offensive lineman, I can see why Miami would be highly attractive getting to work with, you know, just the way they structure things with offensive line in practices here under Alex Mirabal and Coach Cristobal. You basically have two offensive line coaches. They split up the groups in half, and they each kind of coach a group, and they cycle through the groups. The players go to each coach at various points, and, you know, they also do creative drills, I think. It's not just mashing on pads and that type of stuff. They were, like Gabby alluded to, they were doing some fun little races and technique things that kind of keep things interesting for the offensive line. And yeah, you touched on, I agree with everything you said with the guys you touched on. I think Jalen Rivers does look good I think he can definitely be the left tackle this year. He looks the part. He continues to improve his body year over year over year. And, you know, I do think his technique is on point, just a little bit of skill work that we did get to watch. Defensive line, yeah, I'll reiterate Gabby's point that Reuben Bain's going to play this year. He his get-off is good. He plays low, plays with nice leverage, especially for a young guy. He's advanced in that way. And his technique is advanced for his age, too. So, you know, he's going to at least be a rotational guy. Defensive tackle, I know I keep banging on this drum, but, you know, especially with guys being out, it's just a noticeably smaller group. You know, not breaking any news here. Branson Dean and Thomas Gore, the transfers, are on the smaller side. They got to win with their quickness. And, you know, so it's a little concerning in terms of run defense having to play stout at the point of attack. I will note Jake Lichtenstein was a full go today, so that's a little bit more depth coming back on the interior defensive line. And I do think Ahmad Moten, there's something there in terms of maybe just a rotational guy this year and maybe more here in the future. I think Jaden Wayne's a year or two away. I think Cyrus Moss still a year or two away in terms of just getting stronger. And also, you know, that strength will also help them be more effective with technique as well. Collins Akeempong, you know, he's got a ways to go with his technique. Just being a taller guy, he's got to learn how to play with the right pad level. But his frame is definitely impressive with his length. And frankly, I think, you know, by the end of his college career, he's a guy that I could see kicking inside as he continues to add good weight, good strength to his frame. In terms of interviews, we got to talk with the four new assistant coaches on the offensive side of the ball. Tim Harris, Kevin Beard, three of the new offensive coaches. So those two guys and Cody Woodiel, and then we also got to talk to Alex Mirabal. You know, I would highly recommend going on the website, watching all those guys' interviews, especially Coach Mirabal. He just provides great insight into his group every time he talks, and this time was no different. He's definitely excited. That's obvious, and you know, I know this is a point we keep banging on too, but he is really, really excited about Matt Lee in particular. He's probably a guy that's getting the most rave reviews in general from this spring. So they are very excited about the UCF center transfer. I think people inside the program definitely feel like he's a pro, feel like he's a future NFL draft pick at that center spot. And, you know, they're confident that he's just going to command things on the line of scrimmage. I guess, Gabby, I know you listened in. Any of the other coaches you want to highlight an interesting point that maybe one of them made?
Yeah, I mean, I think Kevin Beard seems. I didn't hear everything, but I know Kevin Beard is talking about, you know, just kind of like the ability of just like, you know, really recruiting, and you know, there's obviously a lot of South Florida talent and stuff like that, and he was kind of talking about, you know, getting those guys in the building so they can just kind of see how everything is here. You know, again, not trying to, you can't basically say you can't turn back the clock and make it 2001, but you can build, you know, a 2001, you know, type of team, or just, you know, basically a championship roster if, you know, you continue to kind of get these guys to jump on board, and you do that by just getting them around the program. So he seemed excited about, you know, just getting, you know, again, having these guys around the program and making sure that they understand what, you know, what this program can do, and you know, all those types of things. So just me from my recruiting mindset, I thought that was pretty interesting. Who else? I mean, we got Tim Harris Jr. also. I thought he was good. You know, again, I think he seems like a guy that was happy, you know, definitely happy to be back here at Miami. You know, kind of seemed like he kind of was kind of like his career was maybe, you know, hopefully leading him back here, and got that opportunity. He seems really grateful for it. I mean, he was, you know, pretty encouraged about the fact that you know, he believes that they're going to run the ball here at Miami, and everyone, again, you hear the air raid offense and how it is going to be maybe a little bit more pass heavy, but he does feel like they're going to throw it around, and he does seem, you know, kind of excited about the room with Henry Parrish and these guys coming in that, you know, they can, you know, potentially be productive as long as they come in and do the right things, you know, every single day. So I think all those guys brought a little something to it that was, you know, encouraging.
Yeah. To your point with recruiting, I think, one thing that was pretty clear was both those guys are excited to recruit for this system. I think that's a big reason why Mario Cristobal went to more of this spread type of offense under Shannon Dawson is because he knows that it's more appealing to the elite recruits, particularly in South Florida. So they're excited to recruit at Miami for this offensive system. Gabby, I know today's recruiting visitors maybe not heavy hitters like we'd seen in recent days, but maybe still some guys to pass on. And also maybe if you want to highlight a guy or two that's expected to come in here this Saturday.
Yeah, no, it's you know, not a terrible visit day. Elias Williams, David, is someone that we got to see in Orlando. You know, he has a pretty good you know, body type. He was out there watching the defensive lineman as we were out there. I think he has, you know, a really good lower half, and he definitely has some length to him. I think he's listed at 6'4", 240. Looks about to be about that range. So, you know, promising, you know, developmental defensive lineman. And then you got Sione Laule, who's a junior college defensive back, listed at 6'4", 184 pounds. I think he has a 10'9 to his credit at the high school level, played at the Junipero Serra, which is a good program up in I believe it's Northern California, the San Mateo area. He's got Oregon, BYU, Utah offers out of the junior college level. So he's a name that's here that Miami offered either earlier this month or maybe late in February. I think it's going to be a great weekend at Miami. And again, I know we've been kind of creeping towards, you know, what this weekend is going to be. Friday and Saturday are expected to be pretty good events. You know, they're going to get a four-star running back on campus out of Arizona. That's Khalil Valentine. He's out of Chandler High School, which is, so he was teammates with the number one overall player, Dylan Raiola, during last year. Again, in terms of running backs and Tim Harris Jr., I think that's a good name to know. LJ McCrary is a name that I reported on this morning that he's going to be back. David Stone, of course, the five-star out of IMG Academy, is expected back with his family. That's a Friday and Saturday visit. Same goes for Valentine and LJ McCrary. Miami's also going to get a couple of linebackers on campus that they offered. That's Keyshawn Flowers out of Archbishop Spaulding in Maryland and Simeon Coleman out of St. Francis in Maryland. So both those guys spent some time Friday and Saturday. One of the early offers that went out for Lance Guidry after he got hired here from here at Miami, Dylan Day. He's at a Southern Lab in Louisiana. He's another one that's going to be down as well. So there's definitely a few more. Especially the Saturday slate is going to be a little bit bigger than the next. Jordan Lyle, the running back at St. Thomas Aquinas, who has a good hefty amount of offers he's expected in as well. So, you know, just stay locked in to the site. We're going to have more on those on that visit weekend, you know, throughout the next few days.
All right. Good stuff as always, Gabby. And as you guys know, we are a basketball fan podcast. Oof. Here. So go Canes.
Go Canes.
Let's beat UConn for... Let's be real. It's the national championship game. But it is, as we know, the semifinal game. So we'll be locked into that as well. Appreciate everyone for listening. And until next time, take care.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.